Europe. Italian justice. Silvio, the actress, and the law. Suspicions surround Italy's attempt to reform the judiciary.
The story of Silvio Berlusconi's lobbying to secure television parts for glamorous actresses is one of the more strange and memorable tales of the Italian Prime Minister's colourful history. In 2007, an Italian newspaper published leaked transcripts of telephone calls between Mr. Berlusconi, then leader of the opposition, and a senior executive at Italy's public broadcaster. In one of them, Mr. Berlusconi, seeking to upset the centre-left government's narrow majority in the upper house, is quoted as explaining that, "I'm trying to get the majority in the Senate. One voluptuous actress has been requested from me by someone with whom I am negotiating." The inevitable suspicion was that Mr. Berlusconi was trying to persuade legislators to defect by using the oldest bait in the book. On February 25th, however, the case was dropped. Prosecutors said there was insufficient evidence of wrongdoing for either Mr. Berlusconi or the executive to be tried. On the same day, oddly, Mr. Berlusconi's People of Freedom, PDL Alliance, dropped some of the more draconian measures in a bill designed to limit wiretaps and reports of their contents. The episode illustrates many of the misgivings that surround Mr. Berlusconi in his latest effort to overhaul the legal system. Is he really seeking to enhance Italy's poor standards of justice, or is he trying to protect his own interests? All agree that the existing system is a nightmare, intrusive yet slow, costly and unpredictable. Its shortcomings are not just a matter of social fairness. They help explain why Italy attracts comparatively little foreign investment. According to a 2009 survey by the World Bank on the ease of doing business, Italy's judicial system offers investors less protection than does Mozambique's. Contracts are more difficult to enforce in Italy than in Colombia. Angelino Alfano, the justice minister, says it takes more than 31 months on average to bring a case to court. More than 5 million civil and 3 million criminal cases are pending. Money is part of the problem. The courts are poorly financed, and the limited money available is spent on too many small courthouses. In criminal trials, moreover, both defence and prosecution are allowed at least 2 appeals. Saving money is one justification for the first proposed reform, which deals primarily with restricting wiretaps. Even Saverio Borelli, the prosecutor who led the so-called Mani Pulite, Clean Hands, anti-corruption drive that swept away Italy's old political order 15 years ago, recognises that Italian investigators resort much too freely and lazily to telephone tapping and eavesdropping. The bill says a telephone tap would have to be authorised by 3 judges. They would need evident indications of guilt. And, with the exception of mafia or terrorism cases, it couldn't last more than 60 days. The judiciary's self-regulatory body has criticised earlier versions of the bill as a serious obstacle to investigative activity. It said it would benefit fraudsters, blackmailers and paedophiles. Under pressure, the government has removed some of the most controversial provisions. Still, some remaining aspects worry journalists and lawyers, such as the stiff penalties suggested for the publication of wiretaps, part of a proposed news clampdown from arrest to indictment. Currently, prosecution evidence can be published as soon as it is handed to the defence. Innocent third parties can find their most intimate thoughts aired in public. But given the sloth-like pace of the courts, such British-style restrictions may mean that serious allegations are heard about only long after the event. A second bill would overhaul the workings of the judiciary. Some steps, like curbing appeals, will help. But the main reform, splitting the jobs of prosecutor and judge, may make justice fairer but not swifter. One change, stopping the findings of one trial being applied to another one, would slow down proceedings. and it would also shield Mr. Berlusconi after the conviction last month of his former lawyer, David Mills, on bribery charges.